Naomi Jean-Louis has been living in this shelter for weeks. She was forced to leave her home when battles between rival gangs took over her neighborhood in Port-au-Prince.
I'm a disabled person and I'm the father and mother of children. The situation I'm living in isn't good at all. Even to go to the doctor's office, I have to go and ask in the street because of the insecurity.
Naomi is among thousands of people who have been displaced by the raging violence across much of Haiti. This is part of the ongoing chaos that has gripped the country ever since President Jovenel Moïse was killed last year. Despite dozens of arrests, including a group of Colombian mercenaries, Haiti's investigation has stalled. The acting Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, fired his justice minister and prosecutor last year when they called for him to be investigated in connection with Moïse's murder. Henry has denied any involvement in the killing.
Trying the assassination of a president is a very difficult thing in any country. In any country, it's major. This is really bad. But in Haiti, with the situation that we have, this is a country where really all of our institutions have not been functional, even under Jovenel. The justice system, everything, the police, everything is just not functional.
A parallel investigation in the U.S. has three suspects in custody, including a former U.S. government informant who pleaded not guilty on Wednesday and faces life in prison if convicted. The U.S. Department of Justice wants to seal evidence of past crimes by some of the suspects, many who are also informants. Even though Ariel Henry took over the office of Prime Minister and enjoys the support of Western powers, Haitian civil society groups question his authority and are pushing for a transition that will lead to elections that have been repeatedly delayed for 5 years. Haitians are facing an economic crisis that was only made worse by the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. Half of the country is struggling with food insecurity, and rising inflation is making life harder for everyone. Like thousands of others in search of a better life someplace else, Antoine Guerrero was forced back to Haiti after being deported from the United States.
We are imprisoned in our own country because the insecurity makes every single person have a single goal, which is to leave this country. The reason why? It is uninhabitable. I feel like leaving this country again because the situation is very complicated.
So complicated that more Haitians than any time in recent memory are risking everything to escape, believing the situation in their home country will not improve anytime soon. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.